strap in, folks, because this podcast is about to take you on a wild ride.
Hello, Jezbot and Timmy Taco. This podcast you have called Jumping the Turnstile is probably the best podcast the world has ever seen. Old Sleepy Joe loves it. Kamala loves it. We are going to make podcasts great again this year. Keep up the good work. And remember to vote Trump in the elections.
Hello, welcome to The Stees. I'm Jezbot.
I'm Timmy Taco. And all hail the mighty Trump.
Wild ride since the last time we recorded.
Yes.
We were just doing a normal sort of got wetted off episode, just talking trash. And then all of a sudden the world started to collapse around our very eyes.
Every time. Doesn't it always do that?
Yeah. How's that?
Couple of beers.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
They actually call it recording the dog.
Oh, did you get on it?
Oh, we sank some fucking free piss last night.
Is it beers?
Yeah.
And then mixes?
Nah, no mixes.
Not.
I just stayed on the bloody... on the beers. I stuck on the one brand last night.
Cans or bottles?
What you call them?
A keg.
Nah.
Pints.
Pints.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Tap pints.
Yeah, because after like the third can at a party, you're just praying to get
can
a buddy.
Can't we? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got a keg.
Yeah.
Very
so,
good.
So what do we got? We've got a steeze today, is it?
Yes,
so
a few little...
tidbits.
And we'll get into it right about now.
It's been a while since we've done a steeze.
I can't remember how it goes. Let's stretch.
Yeah, we stretched the intro out a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
What was your favourite part about the Olympics?
Because we're on the Olympics.
That's right, another
Olympics.
Must be our third Olympics.
Do you want to make some Olympics prediction?
Olympics prediction? Well, it's a bit dark.
Because I already saw...
I think it's going to probably end badly.
I think it's going to end badly, people. I think there's going to be...
But we say that every time.
Nah, I think there's going to be a tragedy this time. Because I've already seen, before the games even started, they do a couple of pre-warm-up rounds of things. Yep. And the old, I think it was the New Zealand hockey team or something, were just having a little hit practice. And the old German team, I want to say, just don't quote me on those teams, but they set up a drone to spy on how they were playing.
Oh, right.
You're allowed to do that?
I'm not sure.
That's fucking cheating, mate.
What about the young Australian woman that was assaulted by a pack of
wolves?
Men.
Yeah.
That wasn't pretty good.
Well, I thought they had...
It was pretty bad.
...serious security roaming around them streets.
Well, it's
there.
All blocked off. We're doing a Steve segment right now.
We are, but like this is
a warm-up?
This is just the warm-up. Just tell everybody where we're at in the world.
So Trump almost got shot. Biden's quit. They've replaced him with a taller Biden, which is really weird. He's way taller now.
He is taller.
Dementia gives you...
And he doesn't... He rings in his responses and he doesn't stutter.
Everyone quits on Twitter or on X. You can't... I reckon if you hold any kind of power in the world, your job is to run the free world. I think you have to rock up to the White House.
You've got
to
be there.
Give us a speech show with the background and go, look, my body double died. I've got to quit.
Do you bring your own bed in that situation?
I'd be getting fresh sheets after Biden's been shitting in there.
Yeah, that's true. Shitting and pissing all about. He doesn't live in the old
White House.
Does he?
I think if you're an illegitimate president, they don't let you live there.
Yeah, you're not allowed to go there. That's it.
His mask keeps falling off.
So let's just do a quick prediction about that. Dead in the next year or dead in the next couple of months, you reckon? Good old Biden.
I think he died probably 4 years ago.
But apart from that...
Oh, the body double.
When's the clone going to die? When's the last clone going to die?
Well, Hillary's got something to do with it, but...
Hillary.
I don't know. Who knows? Let's get into this episode. Okay. Yeah, this is ridiculous. Right. Pretty much doing an episode.
I was just going to ask about the Olympics.
Yeah,
what do we do with all the yellow jackets? Remember them all in France, all protesting and causing up a muck.
Right,
where'd they go?
Hmm.
Do we get rid of them?
We must have swept the streets clean.
Mm.
I don't know. Apparently, it's all boarded up, and you can't go to the pub, and it's bloody.
Here we go.
I'm not into it.
Yeah, I love your conspiracy theories.
Oh, plus, it's satanic bloody opening.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty rough.
Rife with satanic messages from the dark side.
Can't we just play some sports?
Yeah, let's just play some. Let's play some Steez.
Okay, let's.
Yeah, right. Thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess we'll start with a community concern. Or is it discussing disgusting?
Discussing disgusting, I reckon this one is.
Yeah.
I mean, it has a community vibe to it, but it's closed quarters, so I reckon it's disgusting, disgusting.
Mm.
It's,
well, the whole street can hear
it. It's a tale of who's within earshot.
Mm. Let me.
Kind of like a standing out the outside of a toilet kind of scenario. Do you know what I mean?
Or it's more.
It's between you and me and the dude on the other side of the cube, the cubicle.
Did you just pretend to leave so you could be here when I poop?
When you have a barbecue, the whole neighborhood can smell it.
Oh, yeah. True.
And that's, you know, even though you're just trying to feed yourself.
It's enticing, though, because been doing that, you might provoke other communal barbecues.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind a snuffy. Yeah.
That's probably on the light side of what's going on. Let me get into it.
Sure.
So I'm working in Balaclava, let's say.
Yeah.
Building a fence out the front. Very close quarter houses, right next to each other. They butt up to each other, yeah.
Sure do.
And you got body corporates, so I got like a house, and then you got like a flat, group of flats, so like 15 people living together.
Oh, God.
Under a body corporate act.
Blech.
So if you want to do anything, it takes at least a year.
You gotta approach the board.
Yeah. Just terrible, terrible news, but I'm building the fence first day, and I get to probably get there at about 8:30.
Yeah, right.
And
soaking wet.
Park the car and get out. So I'm just unloading tools.
Yeah.
And then I hear from next door, which is right, I don't know, like you've got this the footpath.
Yep.
And then you've got a gate.
Yep.
You've got a little car, like a laser car.
Yeah.
And then
hatchback.
And then right in front of that is our protagonist.
Yeah, gotcha. Close.
It's 3 meters from public space where he sat.
Yep.
Every morning.
Yep.
Every 25 mins.
Yeah.
He's plugging cones.
Is he?
So that is a true recording what you're hearing now.
Yeah, okay, so you just stick your phone up in the air.
Well, I put it...
Oh, excuse
me. That's like a plume of a thick vape cloud.
Oh, Jesus.
Comes out on the street, and it's like every 20 mins. He's out there every 25 mins, plugging, say, 3 or 4... thumb screwed, double haystacked conos.
Okay.
Right.
Billy's.
Billy bongs. Billy bongs. And green. Like this like and now you can imagine.
I could imagine.
That this type of golem. Golem. Bongolem. Bongolem.
Bongolem.
is it's a full time job.
It is.
Smoking cones.
Yeah. Okay, get it out.
And he's got a full, he's the CEO of Smoking Cones. Like he's the boss of it.
He's the boss of it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, from what I can gather.
He's in charge of the mix.
What I can gather, his mother died. His mother died and gave him the house. And probably the car.
Get it out.
You're right, Gary?
He got it. Yeah, he got that one out. I don't know if he got it out though.
Ah, it's in there. It's in there. And so now I guess he tries to rent out the back half of his house and the woman I'm doing the job for goes, oh man, no one stays there for more than a couple of weeks.
I wonder why.
Filthy animal. But I think it's got to be a little bit of a mix. Not that kind of a mix.
Not that one.
I think it's like a mix of probably amphetamines.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gary.
That's not how you do it, by the way.
All day. All day.
Ugh.
All day. Although the last day I was there, by the time I got there at 9, he was already deep into the sesh.
Okay.
And after the first 45 minute sesh, he would smoked himself out.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he was out. He slept for a good couple of hours, I think.
He was out of mix, was he?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think the mix is...
Now there's families walking past with their kids in prams. There goes a car. Old mate, he's sitting out the front getting the sun. You know, he gets a bit of sun,
getting a few rays.
He keeps looking down the street. But this has been going on for years. Wouldn't you? I don't like lagging on people, but wouldn't you just say, call up the cops and go, I think someone's choking to death in their driveway.
What would you do? Another strategy is. Hey, Gary, you reckon when you yak up a lung, you could just yak it into your sleeve rather than... doing it wrong.
Is he trying to push the cancer out?
Yeah, he's trying to get it out for good. Ugh, he's I'm starting to get sympathetic.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that are going to fast forward through this segment. But the poor lady who I'm doing the job for, she's like, I don't sleep much, and it doesn't matter if it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right.
He's doing the same cough.
Oh, come
on. I would get 4 or 5 of us guys in the street and go knock on his door and go, mate, we're all sick of this. Go smoke inside.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll be back.
I'll just be back. Okay. Is that all you've got to say, Gary?
Where does it go?
Oh, yeah. No, he's got a spit jar.
He's got a spittoon.
Most of those dudes do.
That's definitely going to make someone be sick.
And then, I hate to say it, with watery eyes, he just lets it drip out into the thing. And he's got a drip. Drip spittoon.
I have seen that before. That is a method.
Your chin, it just rolls down.
Well, that's what happened to Gollum. It changed his facial structures. I'm sure he's when you see him, you go, you're a bonghead.
Yeah. Did you ever get to see him?
I didn't get to see him. But yeah, she said, the neighbor said, oh man, we were out here trying to sell my car one day.
Yeah.
And like, there was someone ready to buy. He was there. And Gary comes home and straight up rolls into me. Trying to get
into the car.
While they're there trying to sell it.
Oh my, Gary. What are you doing, mate?
What's he doing with his life?
maybe he's playing video games.
So the one that's in the background now, there's been 3 recordings. This is just the one I put on for 8 minutes, so I just let it record for 8 minutes.
Yeah, right.
And he's deep into it by this stage.
Yeah, he's really, really going in hard, isn't he?
Hmm.
Oh, that's you. Keep it down up there. Yeah. That's what Gary says to you. Oh god.
You can still hear him.
I can hear him over the saw. What are you chopping there, Jezbot?
Oh, I'm getting the top of the fence all level.
Oh, so I'm running a big strip.
Yeah, big strip.
Do you reckon you could stop for 10 minutes so I can hear myself smoking bongs? That's gross.
It's pretty bad.
That becomes a community concern.
Well, you'd have to lag him in, wouldn't you? Because he's driving around like that. It just doesn't stop.
But you can hear him walking around. He's up and about. Now he's in the kitchen.
I know that he plays. He plays like a lot of, you know, techno
Pink
and
Floyd.
Stuff. Yeah,
yeah, right.
But do you think he's playing like
gears?
Is he on the video games and stuff?
Nice fence.
So that's that car next door is where he's smoking in front of. I'm just showing Timmy Tarkella.
Well, he's outside.
Yeah, he's out the front. Yeah, he's under his carport in front of his car.
Smoking him outside.
Smoking him outside.
No, it's community concern.
And that's it, community the whole concern. Place smells like Amsterdam.
Right.
Or New York or wherever else is legal.
You weren't compelled to do the old... You reckon... Do you reckon you could stop fucking coughing up, mate, and spitting and shit? It's fucking pretty offensive, dude.
I tell you what you don't do.
It's offense.
Let me give you some some good advice, sage advice. Right? Never come between Gollum's ring or a man's cone.
Yeah, gotcha.
Because it is the little ring that he's staring into. My precious. My precious. My ring.
My precious.
I bet you he's got a Spring Valley bloody golem bong.
Ooh, with a couple of nails in there. I see what he did there. Is that you doing a couple of taps to let him know you're close by?
He knows I'm there.
Oh,
he doesn't care that
he's
anyone...
He's seen your beard and go, oh,
I'm not going to.
He's
there.
Down.
No, well, I've got down. A tool belt with bloody... Oh, he thinks I'm down
he
to...
He thinks you're down to
I'm
out.
A Buffalo soldier.
I hear you, man. Hey, do you get Irie?
I'm pretty sure if I was that dedicated to the... If I was the CEO of Smoking Cones, right? Yeah. I am Mr. Bongalo. I am the man. There is no other. I have the power.
Yeah.
I would probably buy some sort of ventilation system and make a soundproof booth that just... it's an indoor smoking room.
I know, but he wants to quit. That's the last one. If he keeps going with making fancy implements or blowing it down a tube so it goes away from the neighbors...
He's just going
to
smoke for another 5 years.
Too much commitment.
Wow. And do you think that marijuana should be made legal?
No, I fucking don't.
Right.
I don't.
Neither do I.
I reckon it's fucking stupid.
Because every driveway, every court is going to have one or two of these dudes that are just blowing all day. Cones are like heroin, I would imagine. You wake up, you have your first heroin.
And cigarette.
Every 20 minutes, it's half an hour, you're jonesing. When you're going to get sick if you don't have another bloody blow.
Fucking hell. Oh, he got it out.
that last loogie. That last part of his lung.
He loogied.
Don't you think that would kill you?
Oh, that's eventually going to take your life.
Or is that keeping him alive? He can't... It's like that movie Speed. Or if you drop the bus under 90 k's an hour, you die. The blows up.
Yeah, right.
So if you don't have a cone every 30 minutes,
you got to keep accelerating. It's only up from here.
You are going to crash.
Yep. I reckon there's no hope for Gary.
Stay stoned, everyone.
Let's get airy. Buffalo Soldier.
I do apologise for that segment.
Yeah.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Yeah, why can't we have anything nice anymore?
Is that what they said to
us? Well, I have to do a public apology now. Because in the last episode, I'm wanking on about Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast, you know, trying to defend him against you.
I don't know if it was the last episode. I would say, let's have a handsome guess at it.
Mm.
It was about 2 years ago.
No, a couple of weeks ago we talked about Mr. Beast.
Is it?
Okay. One of the last couple of episodes, my friend. Yes.
All right, I stand
corrected. Yes. If you don't know what's going on, if you don't know what a Mr. Beast is. Anyway, one of the guys that works for him, he's a creep.
Mm.
One of those creepos.
Well, I watched a very interesting video on the whole, what they do to coerce children to buy product and... The whole...
Shebang-a-bang.
I would say the whole influencer kind of vibe is
Predatory.
Yeah, it is. Well, it is because it's fucking all over the place and it's this and it's that.
Mr. Boos. You can become a YouTuber. Just
but
like
it's
me.
All it's all using the algorithm of how to coerce children into coming into the van for the lollipop.
Yeah. And so it's and it's called now the chat. That's how you get them.
Is it?
And the moderators. That, and that's what
it's no longer groom.
Well, that's what this, where this grooming's been going on.
Hashtag chat.
Yeah, like your group chats and your secret chats, and you have moderators for the fans. And when he's 17, 19, 20 and older, coerced or like talking to minors.
Yeah. It's
in codes and anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, it seems that the Mr. Beast knew about it and was trying to deal with it internally, maybe. And it reeks of the 1990s Catholic
cover-up. Classic. Classic.
Catholic
cover-up. The CCC.
Club.
P.
Club.
For the...
Yeah.
CCC. The pet... comma,
and
files.
I guess when I'm looking at it now, looking at the satanic Olympic open ceremony, his name's Mr. Beast, and to be number one,
number one.
I think I don't know. I'm just thinking this out loud for the first time. Obviously.
Okay, wax. Wax lyrical.
Everyone that's number one, your Beyonce's, your president's, anyone that's got the number one spot is corrupted by. Signed a pact with
I reckon
the devil.
There's a certain amount of time.
It's done some sort of crossroads. Okay. All you got to do is jizz on this piece of paper and burn it.
Let's take a leaf.
Some of your soul.
Let's take a leaf. From the master of the class, Epstein, right? And his method is...
rhythm.
No, if I go down, you all go down with me, okay? Because I got the knowledge, I got the words, I got the list, I got the book.
Oh, he's pulling a diddy.
He's doing a diddy, right? I'm doing the diddy.
And diddy where, did
where
do it.
If you look at Mr. Boost's last... couple of videos, he's got every influencer YouTube on.
Oh, that's right,
he was.
Logan Paul.
So you're all involved, right? You're all as sick as each other.
Complicit.
you created this algorithm. We are just
So do you think that the influencer group video because he knew that this shit was about to hit the fan, and he's gone. Well, when it does hit the fan.
They're going to look straight to you guys and go, "How come yous didn't do
something?" Well, you've got to come out against this guy. We got to like cancel him. So he's sweetened the pot.
Okay.
If you want to play fancy, make him up, dress him up. So fine. Whatever.
Well, you know, let's be politically correct. The real beast here is
me. For being a trans.
I think the real beast is. Is YouTube, and there's only a certain amount of time before people get sick of the hippie movement. People get sick of rock and roll.
Yo-yos.
They move on to the next fucking fad. We're not playing marbles anymore.
No one's planking.
No one.
Seen anyone plank lately?
Not recently. No.
Yeah, and maybe the Aboriginal culture believes that the photograph does take a part of your soul.
Oh yeah.
And
the more you're on
screen, and I felt we did a couple of lives for our podcast, right?
Sure.
I did one, maybe two. Yeah. Very fun. It was very fun to do, but I think it takes something out of you.
Oh, you do it differently, right? Because you're hyper aware. Right, as in, like
you perform differently.
We could talk off air, and that's not going to be the same as having a microphone.
Well, we can't. We'll get thrown in jail.
We fucking would, right? And basically, when you searching for likes and subscribes, as they so love to do,
beg. I think is the word using.
You're gonna eventually become the shtick. Like if we did this every fucking day, every fucking minute, every fucking hour, our wives would leave us.
Definitely.
not based on the fact that they're not allowed to come in the room and don't turn on the light, we're doing a podcast. I think they would say, I'm not the podcast listener. Stop talking to me.
We're
in a shtick.
Oh, that does happen.
I know.
That'll happen.
I know.
In a car with us too, with, yeah, going somewhere. We'll get into the sticky.
Get sticky.
It's a sticky.
But
what about these dudes? Sorry to cut you off there, Timmy Taco. Sure. I don't know. Have you seen the Jeremy from The Quartering? He does like daily updates. One at 12, one at 2, one at 4, one at 6.
Oh, you have told me about that.
And then he's doing lives. And like he's on, and then he's running a coffee company out of it. So he's doing 5 or 6 days a week.
Too much.
He's on camera giving his opinions about everything the whole time. I don't mind his opinions. He's a good show.
But some people are pulling 40 to 60 hours a week at work.
They're 90.
But they're not...
90 hours a week if you're a YouTuber.
Yeah, but like... So you've got every right to be calm. You're like, if you're a tradie and you live and breathe... being
wood.
An electrician.
Hardwood.
Yeah. Hardwood. Then, you know, your life becomes pretty wood-based.
It does.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like, your wife says something to you, can you fix this? And you're like, it's just like work. Which like, for a good example is, I would prefer to sit here staring at the wall in silence than to listen to fucking music.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I do like music, but I prefer to be paid to listen to it.
Or
you know
you're making it yourself.
Yeah, I'd like to make it, listen to my own stuff.
Mm.
But I think there's a certain point where the medium becomes so fucking saturated. It
does.
That it's just soaked to the bone.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
It's this is the podcast world. Like,
yeah, like you've got a lovely... you've got a lovely leather shoe shop. Right?
Mm. And everyone loves the leather?
They love the leather. It's lovely.
Is it red leather, yellow leather?
Some of it is. Timmy Taco's lovely leather. Emporium. And then upstairs, there's a bunch of hippies, and they turn on the washing machine, and it floods.
Mm.
And all your stock gets fucking wet. And you know how leather doesn't like water?
Which is weird, because cows are always standing outside.
It's weird. But...
that's not my joke.
My analogy here is that the internet is the idea that you've got somewhere to live and I've got a shop. But when the two come together, they get saturated. It gets soaked to the bone and neither place is worth existing.
Yeah, one ruins
you
the other.
You cannot live above me with your washing machine. Get out. I don't want you anymore. You've ruined my business.
Are you saying we're going to get sick of white man's opinions on podcasts?
but soon enough, the leather shop is going to be soaking, sopping wet.
Question.
And then we can't sell
Your son, Mason, by the time he gets to a man's age where he could put a podcast together, his generation is not going to give a shit
I think it's going to be said and done.
Yeah,
because you know what it is now is that a lot of them's YouTubers are sitting there shaking in their boots because every one of them, if you go onto YouTube, every one of them has to do a vid on it. They have to become the commentators of their own craft because if you don't talk about it, you're avoiding it. You're a piece of piss. You're endorsing
you're
it by not getting on there and publicly.
Why didn't you
like,
publicly
shut down?
Epstein. Yeah, why didn't you do that?
Yeah, so you have to do a video. So inevitably, it all becomes about this need to be the commentator on the bullshit that you know what I'm saying here? And before you know it, everyone's just going to go, enough.
Here's the rub. Everything starts off as a good idea by some nerds and then evil takes it over.
Mm.
Someone gets greedy, wants a bit more, the truth comes out. What these people need to do is vet everybody that's around you.
Now you're moving into...
Paranoia.
No, getting kicked off Facebook for saying...
I'm running Jezbot's Emporium, okay, and it's on YouTube 5 times a day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure everyone that works for me, I'm going to check their Twitters. What have they said in the past? Do they sympathize with the mask and Dan Andrews, I want to know.
Mm.
I want to know. Mm. And you need to be vetted.
Do you leave a note on somebody's car if you accidentally hit them with the shopping trolley and no one's about? And you've got every chance to leave. Now, I'm just metaphorically speaking here.
If
you know what I'm saying, so like you can totally get away with it
if you want to get someone's car vandalized. You put a Trump or Dan Andrews sticker on it.
That sounds like a deflecting joke, but I would say that like down the track, you get into another car accident where you scratch somebody's car up, and then it gets into the news, and then they go all of a sudden. Oh, and here's some footage from a car park from 15 years ago where the prick drove away after driving his fucking Coles new world order trolley into the back of this fucking hatchback blazer.
Like our famous poop perpetrator. Has the poop man been caught that was pooping in Oakley?
No.
16 times on the same lawn?
No, but it's only a matter of time before his van gets recognised somewhere else, and they go...
All truth comes out in 2024.
Mm.
You know, everything's coming out.
Well, we haven't got much time left. Better hurry up.
It seems like there's too much time left. Okay. Like, this year has been a wild ride.
It has been, yeah.
Number one.
It has been a rapid ride down the...
Every day is something else. You wake up in the morning...
If you're paying attention.
Sure. Mm. But... Once your eyes are open, it's hard not to see the light.
What is
it
on the news? You don't even know.
Well, I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't even know there was an Olympics until this shit's on.
And you know,
I only find out who's been stabbed in Melbourne when my in-laws come over and they go, "What about this fucking shit?" I went, "What are you talking about?" And he goes,
"Yeah,
because I can't watch."
Can you tell me who played on the footies last night?
Could not tell you.
No.
Then
you know that we're
don't know who the premier is. Don't know
who the president is of Australia. That was a test.
Yeah, that's that guy with a weak handshake. I would say it was sloppy, wet, weak chin,
soft, placid hand grip.
Yeah, you put your hand on his shoulder and go, "Yeah, g'day, mate," and your hand actually like soaks into it like. Like jelly, hand in
like
jelly.
Like the blob. True. It's hard.
You ever shook a man's hand and you just like hand just like it feels like that is like it's water through the palm.
Yeah, like if you shake my hand without one finger in place, go give it a firm shake. Yeah, right? She ain't right. You need all four fingers.
For a good handy.
Yeah, for a good for a good firm handshake with another man.
Mm.
And I think society is missing a finger.
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah, the middle one.
You'll never know.
Mm.
Anyway. So look.
I'm backtracking on the whole Mr. Beast. He's doing good things. It's quiet. It's like, can't we just have one thing that's nice?
Can
we just have a normal Olympics?
Yeah. Can somebody actually be nice?
Like, for real.
But the first time you saw Mr. Beast on the TVs, you were like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Right?
Until his videos
until
got
you,
better.
No, until you normalized the fact that you were watching it and then you started to get a vibe.
Well, can I...
But there was the youth. I doubt with your cynicism and.
No, I like the feel good nature of some of the videos, and I like the stuff when he builds wells and gives bikes to African people.
Yeah, but you never see the fucking process. We know it's not real.
Yeah, No. This is what we're talking about last time. Like you said, you just wanted to turn the camera around and see what's going on.
I want to know how they organise it. I want to see what the team does.
Hmm.
How
many months does it take to set up?
I'm sure, though, when you watched the very first Mr. Beast, though, you watched it with a fucking tongue in your cheek, like,
Here
we go.
Well, it was like videos like, what's better, a $1 motel or a $1 million motel?
A million? Do we really need that cunt to tell us?
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Do we need any of these fucking fuckwits to fucking... fill out fucking eyes with bullshit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Like, wow. You know, really express yourself well there, Tim.
I do. I'm very articulate when it comes to...
I think it's we have no faith and trust in the old media.
Okay.
Disney and everything's ruined. Everything's ruined.
Yeah, but you don't watch Star Wars. You don't watch Survivor and go, this is as real as it gets. You don't watch The Bachelorette.
No, you watch Alone. Or you get married and live in the marriage.
It even has a tints of fakeness about it.
Oh, so, Alone.
So, I don't know. I reckon...
Nothing's real?
Nothing's real.
Nothing.
If it's up on the screen, like I sit here for 10 hours editing a 2-minute video.
Mm.
So there's time and effort.
In everything you say.
I'm an R and pour and wince over fucking, you know, 4 frames of content because it's going too long. So
imagine what the Illuminati people go through. The editors at the Illuminati when they're putting together the Super Bowl dance, you know, or a Beyonce film clip or a concert. Every single movement has to be praising Baphomet and the Satan.
and the undercarriage of
everything.
The underworld.
Snoop Dogg was a torchbearer, and he's wearing a full Baphomet necklace. Like, as in the Satan guy with the horns.
The goats.
And now I can't drink goat beer anymore because it's the same symbol.
It is.
It's the greatest of all time is Baphomet. It's like, no, it's not even good beer.
No, it isn't. It's any good beer good. Really?
Only in a pint.
Yeah.
Off a keg.
Out of a tap.
Yeah.
I think that's the only...
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Anyway, we're good.
Yeah. All right. So, we can't have anything good anymore. And...
burn some sage.
They ruined everything.
Yeah, everything's ruined.
Everything's ruined. Can't go anywhere. Can't do it. Nothing. So, move on. Just a bit of a bloody recap throwback. So I remember we had the I can't remember what we called the segment.
Doppelgangers?
Yeah, I guess so. Or it's like a case of mistaken identity.
Or it's the
Mandela effect. where you think that something was the way it was and then you remember it a certain way and blah, blah, blah. Look up at the internet. I'll explain it better. But we had the thing where did Richard Simmons, the exercise guy, the excitable exercise guy.
The guy that looks like Pauly Shore.
Yes, he does a bit.
He's doing the biopic.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, good casting right there.
He's making it.
Did he have a headband?
No, he's up for an Emmy, honey. It's a one-take fucker.
Mm.
Right? And you'd think an exercise guy, he certainly did have
in the 80s.
He would have.
I would say it'd be blue or red.
Right. But then he looks a lot like Leo Sayer. Right? Not that Leo Sayer. That one.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Because I've got a thing here. I don't know who the clown is, but... Yeah,
that scarf is
wild. And he looks like Cheryl from Cheryl's Neighborhood.
He's a threefer.
He is. Right?
Do yourselves a favor. Press pause. Go look up Leo Sayer.
Just a Boy. The back cover of Just a Boy, and it looks like Richard Simmons, Leo Sayer, and Cheryl's Neighborhood.
Had a baby boy, and it looked exactly like
each other.
A young Pauly Shore.
Buddy Richard Simmons died.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Two bloody exercise soul.
Too bloody soon.
He's gone to the big gym in the sky.
Fuck.
Yeah. Big gym.
Do you reckon he stayed in shape?
I think that's why he was a bit of a recluse, and I think he might have got sick and a bit
out of shape.
He always suffered from weight gain.
He couldn't be seen out of drag like what's her face possums. Dame Dedner,
Edridge.
Is Dame he dead? Ender.
I think he's dead.
Is he?
Yeah.
Nah.
I think he's dead.
I can't be fucked looking it up. Cares? Let's just say he is. Fuck him.
And other people will say, no, his Mandela effect is alive.
Oh, yeah, so. Okay. Because Meza, our mumsy, said to me the other day, I got your bloody Leo Sayer record because he's just died. So I think.
And then we looked up.
And he's not dead. I don't... Couldn't see... One article said he was, but there's inevitably always an article of saying the star is
he wants.
He wants. But I think she's got Richard Simmons mixed up with Leo Sayer. A classic podcast faux pas.
And the other example is
Ray Parker Jr. with Lando Clitristian.
No.
Yeah. And, no, Ghostbusters. No. Who are you going to call with?
That's Ray Parker Jr.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about Carl Weathers and Lando Calrissian.
No.
They're different people.
Yeah, no, but you look
Billy up, William.
Billy D. Williams looks like... Quickly type in...
I can't quickly type anything.
Okay, so you type in Billy D. Williams, okay. And I'll type in...
Yeah.
Parker Jr.
Billy D.
This is good podcasting. Ray Parker Jr. But in yeah, there okay, there he is. Images, okay, yeah. Here we go.
All right.
And reveal. Right?
Oh, that's
same background. Well, who'd you type in?
Billy D. Williams.
I typed in Ray Parker Jr. You see?
No, but I can see the resemblance, but I mean...
Those two dudes
but are... Carl Weathers.
I would say Billy D is a bit darker.
Type in your phone, Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers.
Yes.
Carl Weathers?
Mm-hmm.
But in the 80s.
Yeah.
When he was... yeah, here you go.
And reveal.
Oh, yeah.
That's who you're thinking about.
Nah, see, because Carl...
This is bad for potty.
Nah, but everyone's going to do it, right?
I think Lando Calrissian looks like the guy out of Predator.
I reckon it's Ray Parker Jr.
Or is it the boxing one? He's the boxing man, isn't he?
He's you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Stallone.
he's gone to the bloody...
other side.
He's gone to the big gym in the sky too.
Has he?
Yeah, he just died recently.
You can never get on the bloody...
Mandalorian ever again.
You can never get on the...
He was on the Mandalorian.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just...
Okay, so he was on the Mandalorian Star Wars show.
A lot of them...
Billy D. Williams was bloody Lando Calrissian.
Oh... Yeah, somebody else higher up in casting has gone, we need a Billy D.
And his porn
and
name
someone's
is...
gone, Carl Weathers. No one said Ray Parker Jr.
Because
the Ghostbusters franchise own him. But I honestly think, me personally, that Ray Parker and Lando look closer than...
Well, that's a man's opinion.
Okay.
What do you call Lando Calrissian's porn name?
Lando Clitristian.
Rando Clitristian.
Clitfistian.
Don't do that.
Too high.
Don't do that.
Aim lower.
Yeah. That's terrible. With a fist. Anyway, so yes, he died. That guy died.
Yeah, Richard Simmons. We can put that away. We'll never see him. He's gone to the big headband in the sky. It's weird because he went to the big gym in the sky, so I don't know.
Yeah, but then they just put him
I don't know if you get in the gym without a headband.
He's on laundry detail. He's more towels and headbands. He needs. He's
sweat rags.
Yeah.
He's on the rags.
I'm sure he bloody...
What a world. Anyway, so there you go. So it's celebritydeath.com.
I love the Steves.
Is it?
Thank you.
Sure. Why not?
Are we on?
What do you got?
Well, I thought we should cleanse the palate, some would say. You know, have a fresh sip
have
of
a sip of it.
So, got given a Star Wars quiz.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really into Star Wars that badly.
I'm pretty up to date with... I haven't watched the Articulate. What's the new one?
The Acolyte.
Yeah, that's the one.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I got given those, and I thought we could just do a little bit of a quizzy doo-dah dandy.
Okay, you want
the quiz? Here's your half. We'll go head-to-head.
Okay. So what? Quiz for quiz.
And what we'll do is, let's have some rules about this.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to answer anything about...
Oh, if you get close enough, if you say, it's the thingo dude with the thingos on his fucking face, I'll count it.
Can we limit the questions to the first three movies?
Let's see where it takes us.
Okay, all right. Well,
because I think it's going to be very general.
I'll start off.
General layer.
Oh, this is topical because we're just talking about this.
Okay,
this
cat. Hit me with one.
This is rando clitoristian questions. Yeah. I think. Number one. What does Cloud City's central computer tell R2-D2 about the Millennium Falcon that Lando later discovers when he tries to escape with Leia and Chewbacca?
That the warp drive is broken.
I'll take that.
Yeah, the
hyperdrive has been
discombobulated.
Activated. Not too
bad. Okay. What large hairy creatures do the sand people ride?
The Anunnakis.
No.
The Bamfits?
Yes, I'll pay that. The Banthers.
The Banthers.
Okay, I'll pay that.
Sounds like the Jugheads band. The Banthers.
Yeah.
Starring Jughead and the others.
And the other crew. Yep.
What does Darth Vader tell Lando about Princess Leia and Chewbacca after he freezes Han Solo?
What's repeat the question, please.
What does Darth Vader tell Lando about Princess Leia and Chewbacca after he freezes Han Solo?
What does he tell them about them? That Han is still alive but frozen in the carbonite?
That they meant her. They must never leave Cloud City again.
Oh.
Must never again leave Cloud City.
Okay. Not a bad fucking thing.
Up
in the clouds.
Yeah, right.
Head in the clouds. Who trained Darth Sidious in the ways of the Sith?
Sith. Palpatine.
Ooh, no. Palpatine is Darth Sidious.
So who trained...
Who trained the Emperor?
Who trained the Emperor? And then Pura. Who trained the Emperor?
He's telling Anakin at that stupid play, the tale... Have I ever told you the tale about...
Darth Maul?
No, Darth Pelagus. Come on, man. I would have got that in the bloody hot Star Wars minute.
It's a parsec. What is a parsec?
Hot Star Wars minute.
You fucking unit. Yes.
All right. Go.
These are all Lando questions.
Right, okay.
What does Lando advise the population of Clown City to do when the Emperor takes control? The Empire takes control. A. Leave. B. Surrender. C. Fight.
I would have said stay calm, but he doesn't say fight.
So that leaves you with two.
What were the other two options?
Two was leave, or B, surrender, or C, fight.
Surrender. Because at that point, he's said, a fucking coward, isn't he?
Leave. He says, I advise everyone to leave before more troops arrive.
But how can you fucking...
They're all running around.
You can't leave because they shall leave again.
Yeah, but the guy with the ear headband guy...
Lobot.
Thing, goes,
Lobot. Who is Lobot? how does Luke Skywalker trick Bib Fortuna into letting him into Jabba's palace?
Yeah, so he says uses the Force and says
what is part of the Force that he uses?
These are not the Jedi's you're looking for.
What is that called?
It's called the Mind Force.
Yes, I'll accept that. It's a Jedi mind trick.
Oh,
Jedi mind trick! Don't walk on me! Blah 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 blah.
Biscabola.
It's fibble. Isn't that what they say? Fibble bibble. Okay.
What do you got? Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
How does Han Solo describe Lando to Leia when he says, you'd like him?
He's a scoundrel.
Correct.
Really?
He's a scoundrel.
I would have also said, you like him, he's black.
Well, he's
you like him. He's the only black man in the Star Wars universe.
One of a kind.
Until
the Acolyte.
No, I was going to say until Ray Parker Jr. got cast as
the Mandalorian.
No, as what's his name? You son of a bitch. As
I don't know. Put a sample in there.
Right? No, what's the other guy that we were saying?
Carl Weathers. What is Carl Weathers? It's terrible.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. What creature tries to swallow R2-D2 on Dagobah? Is it a wampa, a bogwing, or a dragon snake? I don't think I'd be able to get this.
On which planet?
Dagobah.
Oh, on the Dagobah system?
Yeah.
It's that snake with the eye.
Yeah, I'll take that. The dragon snake.
Yeah. Sticks his head up over the muck.
No, that's the trash compactor, I think. Fine. Oh, no. There's two of them. Okay, that's double points. Go.
The last question about Lando Calrissian.
Oh, more Lando.
Well, maybe it's not, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Who does C-3PO say never returned from Jabba's palace? Who does C-3PO say never returned from Jabba's palace?
Lando Calrissian?
Correct.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, apparently.
Who is Lando Calrissian? Really?
Yep.
Never return. Well, which bit?
Do you want more Yoda questions or whatever for your next card?
Who does Anakin Skywalker watch a ballet with on Coruscant?
The mother.
I just mentioned the same
thing. The guy.
Did I ever tell you?
Senator Palpatine.
Yes, okay, I'll pay that.
Palpatine. Gotcha.
Yes, I also would have accepted Darth Sidious.
Which is the same.
Did I ever tell you the tale about Darth Plagueis?
No, please tell me.
He was a very powerful Jedi Sith.
How much more training does Yoda say Luke needs in Return of the Jedi?
Much. Much, much more.
None.
None?
No more training do you require.
Oh.
Already know you, which what you need.
What?
What?
Say it again.
What?
Could you repeat the answer, please, Yoda? No, please don't. What kind of ship does Poe Dameron fly during the assault on the Starkiller base?
An X-Wing.
Correct.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ah, this is the only one I knew. Yes. So I said
very good. Very good.
According to Obi-Wan.
Kenobi?
Was Anakin's midichlorian count higher or lower than Master Yoda's?
Much higher. It's out of the Yoda scale.
It was higher.
Much higher.
Midichlorians.
Yeah. Yeah.
Medical.
The disease.
They we can call attribute it, they call the it
fucking
now,
magic to a fucking a virus.
You know what they call it in the new, whatever the new
God,
one was.
What
there,
do they call
the,
it? She?
M count.
Who?
The M count.
No,
they don't want to say midichlorians anymore. They want to distance themselves from that because they cop so much flack on the internet.
Yeah, right.
I didn't watch it.
What does the AT-AT stand for, Jizzbot?
AT-AT. All terrain attack territories.
Oh, that's pretty fucking good. Okay, I'll count you on all terrain.
Attack.
No.
An army.
Armoured.
Armoured tank.
Transport. Correct. This is great fun.
How many Sith?
I love Star Wars.
I love the Emperor. How many Sith did Jedi Master Yoda say there were? Wait a second. How many Sith did Jedi Master Yoda say there always were? How many were there always Sith?
Two.
Yes.
Yeah. A master and a... Apprentice. Not a Padawan. Why don't you call it? Apprentice. I love the Emperor. Which ship does Lando pilot during the Battle of Endor?
Oh, the Millennium Falcon.
Correct.
What two things, according to Yoda, are the path to the dark side?
Fear and...
What's that other emotion? I get it all the time.
Sadness.
Anger. Anger. Anger for 2 points.
I'll also accept alcoholism.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, I'm just going to just quickly press pause. I'm going to go get a beer.
Okay, cool.
And we're back.
Just like that. Mm. That was the magic of editing.
And to prove it, that's a freshie.
Yeah. What does Leia have that scares Wicket?
Scurvy.
Is it a blaster? Is it a helmet? Or is it a lightsaber?
Well, Leia never had a lightsaber. Leia never had a lightsaber. Did she ever hold a lightsaber?
When
she's Space Mary Poppins, floating through space.
After that, what? She it turns out she is a Jedi.
Yeah, but when does she get her first
so much piece? Later. Yeah, don't know. Luke trained her. You know that.
What was it?
What? It was a helmet. Bloody scared. She gets scared.
Oh, the wickets. Yeah. All right, she takes it off in the Endor. Yeah. Takes, hey, little one.
Yeah.
You don't need to be afraid of me. When the Empire hire bounty hunters to capture the Millennium Falcon, how much is the reward? She's the fastest hunk of junk in the galaxy.
What's the reward? 30...
Oh, sorry. So, 200... A, 200,000. B, 300,000. Or C, 500,000.
Oh, 300,000 credits.
300,000 credits.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew there was a 3 in it.
Yeah, because it has to be 33
which
and a 3.
Hand does Luke lose during the battle fighting Darth Vader in the Clown City?
I think it has to be...
No, that group.
I'm saying it's his left.
You had a choice of two, didn't you?
Fucked it up?
Yep. It's the right.
The right hand of the father.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus complex.
Gotcha.
And he
right
cuts
hand.
Off the right hand gotcha. Of the father. Cuts off. You get there because the Vader means father in German, doesn't it?
Yeah, Vader means Vader.
Wow, what an ending! Who'd have thought Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father?
Thank you, Mr. Blow the Picture for me.
Yeah.
Can the Millennium Falcon be piloted by fewer than two peeps?
No. Must have two. A pilot and a co-pilot.
Probably an a droid, I'd say.
Oh, no. The it turns out the Millennium Falcon is a droid.
Yes. Rey manages it in Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Go for it.
Ray, she knows how to pilot the Millennium Falcon better than Chewie and Han Solo.
Put together. Fuck that shit. That's
calm down.
Sounds like sci-fi to me.
Calm down, diddly 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 diddly. They did their best. Shoddily idly idly diddly.
Yoda's lightsaber is green, but what color lightsaber does Mace Windu use? The other
Mace
black
Windu.
Man in space.
Blue. Red. Green. Yellow. Red.
No.
Orange.
No.
Pink.
No.
Magenta.
I'll count it. Purple. I would have got that straight away.
How long do you think we'll do this for?
Another 15 questions.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go last cards.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Make them a good one.
All right, we'll go with... pick a character.
What does Han Solo say about Alderaan when the Falcon arrives at its coordinates to find a meteor shower?
It must have fucking blown up.
It ain't there. It's been totally blown away over there.
Oh, let's see over here. There's not an unmade thing, but this Starfield.
All
here.
Right, so it's got to be, all our answers have to be in New York talk.
Who delivers the frozen Han Solo to Jabba's the Hutt?
That would be the Mandalorian Bubba the Fett. Okay. The Bubba the Fett over here.
Bubba the Fett over here. I got this crazy prize for you over here, but Mr. Jabba the Hutt.
Han Solo over there.
Yeah, he's going to be my most prized position.
Frozen in carbonite over there.
Over there.
Let's make this end.
Yeah, okay. Okay, what is Kylo Ren's real first name?
Kylo Ren.
What's his real name?
Now.
Come on.
Which one is Kylo Ren?
Kylo Ren is the new Darth Vader kid.
Okay, now what was the question?
What is his real name? What's his...
Anakin Skywalker.
No, what's his human name?
Anakin.
No, not Darth Vader. Kylo Ren.
Gary... Gary?
Gary Solo. Son of...
Han. Ben?
Correct.
Ben.
Yes.
As in Kenobi.
Yeah.
And named it after Ben Kenobi, the dead guy.
On the side.
Alec
Guinness. Can you give me one more?
Over there.
Over there. Benny boy. And wrapping up this
quiz. This won't be the last one because you know it already. Which bounty hunter finds Han Solo on the clown's knee?
Bubba the Fett. Over there.
Who says to Bubba Fett, no disintegrations.
I want him alive. Darth Father.
Yes. And what kind of jetpack does Bubba the Fett use? It's the A, is A, Z6, B, Z9, or C, the Z41.
Z41.
You do your Masonic number.
What
game.
Was the first numbers? Seven?
We've got Z6, Z9, or Z41.
Z6 or 9, Z9...
What would that be upside down? What would a 9 be upside down?
No, 6.
Z6.
Z6. Over there.
Give me How many questions did you get right at home? By the way, I hate Star Wars.
Yeah, fuck Star Wars. Fuck Disney.
Yeah, they ruined it.
Star Wars was good. Disney ruined it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
And we're seeing that. It's the YouTube all over again. It's going to collapse in on itself. People are going to be over fucking... Their leather is going to be sopping wet.
So would you say YouTube at the moment is the Return of the Jedi stage? We've seen the...
Well, we want more, but we've seen more, the Ewoks, we'll ruin it.
And we're going, Ewoks.
I didn't mind the Ewoks.
They were supposed to be all Chewbacca's. Mm. Did you know that? They couldn't afford it, so they made them Ewoks.
Miwoks.
Miwoks. They're only knee height to an Ewok. To a How old are you? Knee height to a Wookiee.
Knee walk to a Wookiee. Yeah. Okay. And,
and I won't be watching any more Star Wars content for as long as... Oh, actually, a Rogue 2. I liked Rogue 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go Rogue 2.
You go Rogue 2.
And I go, what was the other one? Anaconda or Anunnaki, or there was one other one that was a standalone Star Wars movie. That
Andor.
That was sick.
That was good.
That was good.
That was good. Because it was like Star Trek.
Yeah. An original Star Wars.
Space detectives. Yeah. All
right. It was space detectives, wasn't it? Procedural. Damn it.
Prepackaged Star Wars characters still in their display box? Are those the limited edition action figures?
Well, that's about it.
It's about it, yeah. We're at the end of the episode. Nothing like a good quiz.
Yeah, there's a few other better things than quizzes.
There is. Answers. Like the end of an episode.
Yeah, that's true. I'm Jez Bob.
I'm Timmy Tucker.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.